Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You picked up some talented forwards, but the one that really stands out was Isaac Rosen. You guys get back in the first round to get that additional pick. What made him the player that was the highest on your board, and what really stood out to you in terms of his performance, particularly at the World Championships?
Yeah, I mean, he's a player that we've been following closely for a couple of years now. Was a prolific scorer the previous year at the under 20 level, playing as a fairly young player in the league at the time. Going up to the SHL level this year, there were many games, which is very typical in that league, where he might have only played 4 or 5 minutes a game. So it was a tough evaluation at times. When he went down to the under 20 league, he was almost too good for that league. But the games that he did get decent opportunity in the SHL, he was very impressive to us. I think I mentioned this other day, five of us were down at the under 18s. That was kind of our final evaluation with him. And then going back through all the video, another cycle through after the 18s, you know, we had consensus throughout our staff that he was very high on our board. We have a Swedish scout, Anders Forsberg, who has a lot of history in this league and a lot of history in Sweden as a coach and a development coach in the Swedish leagues. There's some family history there. The father was a longtime player in the SHL, was a good size, 6 foot, 190-pound player. The uncle is a pretty decent-sized man, so I think we have some hope and projection that he's going to be able to get to, you know, 6 foot and 185 pounds plus, and he has everything else. He was used in all situations at the under 18. He plays a great two-way game. His shot and speed are at an NHL level right now. He just needs to get a little bit stronger.
Jerry, what can you tell us about just the second rounders? I want to say it right. Probably not. Pultikoff and Kisikoff, just obviously they're intriguing prospects. What made you so interested in them?
Yeah, each player plays in a premier organization in Russia, CSKA and Dynamo. It's interesting because you have Pultikoff, who played a good portion of the season with Sardarian, actually on his line, and then you have Novikov, who we took later in the draft, that plays with Kisikoff. And Kisikov and Novikov, you know, won the MHL playoff championships, and we were able to see Novikov and Pultikoff at the under 18s. But there was an emphasis in our organization the past year and a half or so to really get deeply into looking at some of the Russian and Czech Republic players. We have a great scout in the Czech Republic and Russia, and Frank Musil, who also as a player and a scout has been in this business for a long, long time. But our crossover scouts, Kevin Devine, Graham Beamish, Jason Nightingale, myself, you know, did a lot of video work. We've done a lot of data analysis on these players as well. And then the playoff viewings of them and the under-18 for the two players, were big for us. You know, Poltepov is hard, hard skill player. In the MHL this year, he was number one by a decent margin in primary offensive production, which would be goal scoring and first assists. The next closest player would have been Kisikov. So I think Poltepov for sure projects as a power forward in the NHL a couple of years down the road. He's in the KHL camp right now as we speak. There's a good chance he could make the KHL team this year, but we'd be very happy with his playing in the VHL as well. Kisikov, as I mentioned, would have been second in the entire MHL in primary production. It was fantastic in the playoffs for them when all the top players and older players were sent down to the MHL. Highly talented playmaker, but equally a scorer. Obviously, he's very light at this time. We have him at 5'10 and about 151 pounds. The hope there for sure would be that he could put on some weight, but he's a dynamic player and he doesn't have the hardness that Poltepov has, but he certainly has just as much of an edge to his game as Poltepov does, and very good pushback, which is what won us over. I would expect both those players to be integral pieces in the World Junior team next year. And then the Sardarian, Steven Sardarian, is actually coming over to play in Youngstown in the USHL this year. And is committed to the University of New Hampshire. There were numerous schools that were trying to get him over here. Really unique story, the family history. You know, Frank Musil does a great job at numerous meetings and, you know, telephone conversations over the years with the coaches and some of these players. So he'll be over here. He was a player that I think the second half of the MHL season and in the playoffs really emerged. Got a little more comfortable playing in the hard areas, being a lighter body himself, but a very talented player. And you know, another guy that just needs to get a little bigger, stronger, and a couple years away, obviously. But he's got a good path with a year in the USHL and, you know, hopefully 2 or 3 years at University of New Hampshire.
With your college background, you know what the NCAA does and doesn't do for some players. When the conversation turns to Owen Power, what will you say and what are you thinking?
Well, that'll certainly be above my pay grade, but it's never hurt a player to go back for a second year in college. I understand he's the first overall pick and what the expectations are for those type of players, so that won't be my decision. But if you just look at recent history with Cal Makar and Werenski and Charlie McAvoy and Quinn Hughes, all these players went back for their second year, dominated in college, and it made their transition to the NHL very seamless. In Owen's case, if that ultimately ends up being the path with him, he'll also have the opportunity to play in a World Junior this year, which he did not have the opportunity to do. And with the tournament being in Canada, I would imagine that's pretty important to him. I will tell you, a big part of our process with Owen in this past year, and you everyone here will find this out very quickly, he is a very highly driven, a high character human being that is going to do things his way. And he's going to take the path that he thinks is best for him. He's very an independent thinker in that regard. It's what makes him a special hockey player and a special person, is our opinion. So he's going to do what he thinks is best for him, and we're going to obviously support that decision.
Jerry, you delved into it a little while ago about the Russia thing, and 5 years ago was the last time the Sabres took a Russian. The previous staff tended to like guys from Sweden. It was pretty clear. How much as an organization, when you evaluated yourselves, did you find that you were behind and needed to kind of make a philosophical shift here?
I think that definitely went into the process when I talked about, you know, approximately a year ago. And this, again, this is not my decision. This was an organizational philosophy to take a closer look at this. But I will say we did not go into today's draft thinking, you know, we need to draft or are going to draft five Russians. I think we had a very strong comfort level with a lot of the Russian players on our list. They've all played a great amount of hockey the last two seasons. you know, regular season playoffs, a lot of international competition over there. You know, Frank's been to plenty of live games over in Russia and in various other venues in Europe. So we had a comfort level. We have great video and the analytic data out of the Russian leagues is very advanced and very accurate from our perspective. So all that gave us a comfort level. We placed the players where we placed them on our list. And, you know, we had plenty of light moments up there as, you know, another Russian was coming up on our list, and it looked like he was going to be the next player on our list. And up until our very last pick today, we went straight off our list. So I had a pretty good idea. A couple of these Russians, maybe we were a little bit higher than other organizations, so I had a decent idea that it could fall that way with two or three of them. I did not anticipate it being four, but we're very happy with the players we got.
You sort of touched on what I was going to ask, Jerry, but aside from Bloom, I mean, the common thread here is you either had live viewings of a lot of these guys, easy access to video, or, you know, for the most part, it was live viewings, or whether it be at the under-18s or from their league. So when you're looking at that situation, considering the weird year that we're in, was it easier to have more confidence in your list or really to feel good about your evaluation on certain guys when you have more information at your disposal, you know, whether it be games this year in person or video?
Yeah, I mean, I think that came into play, and it certainly affected where we slotted players on our list. In the case of Bloom, we have a scout that's been with us for quite some time that used to cover Ontario for us in the past, Graham Beamish, and has done more crossover work now. He was actually able to get up to Ontario and watch a number of skates and with informal skates with Bloom this year. We had tracked the player in his underage year. We didn't want to rely too much on the data for the player's underage year, but certainly the video from the underage year was very important. And then he's an exceptional athlete and an exceptional skater. And with his size, you know, we felt like in that range of the draft, we know he's a character person. It was worth taking the try. And, you know, the OHL was obviously the toughest league in that regard this year. The WHL was also a little tough for us. We do have a part-time scout out there. And in some cases, some teams only got 12, 15, 20 games in. The Quebec League was very good for us because we have Kevin Devine living in the region, and they played close to full season and a good portion of the playoffs. So we had a comfort level with that league as well. And as I said before, you know, Sweden, for the most part, did a good job of getting a good chunk of their season in, too. So that combined with the 18s gave us good evaluations there, too. But, yeah, the more we saw, the more comfortable you could get.
Can you give us a little sense, your input and your staff's input into the Reinhardt deal and what you got in return in Devon Levi and what you guys feel about him and why he's an important piece?
Our input in terms of the Sam Reinhardt deal was, for the most part, restricted to the value of how we saw a pick this year versus next year's draft. In terms of the prospect coming back, I was on the U.S. World Junior staff this year, so I had a little history with the player. I certainly know the coaches at Northeastern very well. Our pro staff did a good job. Our goalie staff did a good job watching the video that was available on him. I can tell you, you know, the feedback we've always heard on the player is that a very high-end character player. He's got quite the reputation in the Montreal area with his skates and workouts with all the pro players in Montreal, and I've heard that from numerous NHL players over the years, how impressed they are with the kid's character, compete, professionalism. So that all factored into it as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.